There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old men of renown. And it came to pass that when the sun went down, and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace, and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. And he overthrew those cities, and all the plain, and all inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. They blessed Rebekah, and said unto her, Thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And he lifted up his eyes, and saw the women and the children, and said, Who are those with thee? And he said, The children which God hath graciously given thy servant. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. And 40 days were fulfilled for him, for so are fulfilled the days of those which are embalmed. And the Egyptians mourned for him 80 days. And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown, that he went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens. And he spied an Egyptian smiting in Hebrew one of his brethren. And the Lord said unto Moses, When thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh which I have put in thine hand. But I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And they shall eat those things wherewith the atonement was made, to consecrate and to sanctify them. But a stranger shall not eat thereof, because they are holy. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart, to work all manner of work, of the engraver, and of the cunning workman, and of the embroiderer, in blue, and in purple, in scarlet, and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do any work, and of those that devise cunning work. And whatsoever goeth upon his paws among all manner of beasts that go on all four, those are unclean unto you. Whoso toucheth their carcass shall be unclean until the even. And the priest that maketh him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean, and those things before the Lord, at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they shall take other stones, and put them in the place of those stones. And he shall take other mortar, and shall plaster the house. And whosoever toucheth anything that was under him shall be unclean until the even. And he that beareth any of those things shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the even. And whosoever toucheth those things shall be unclean, and shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the even. But speak unto Aaron and to his sons, that they separate themselves from the holy things of the children of Israel, and that they profane not my holy name in those things which they hallow unto me. I am the Lord. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Reuben, were 46,500. Of the children of Simeon, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, those that were numbered of them, according to the number of the names by their polls, every male, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Judah, were 64,600. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Issachar, were 54,400. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Manasseh, were 32,200. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Benjamin, were 35,400. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Dan, were 62,700. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Asher, were 41,500. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Naphtali, were 53,400. These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel, by the house of their fathers, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 64,600. And those that do pitch next unto him shall be the tribe of Issachar. And Nethaneel, the son of Zuar, shall be captain of the children of Issachar. And his host, and those that were numbered thereof, were 54,400. And his host, and those that were numbered thereof, were 57,400. And his host, and those that were numbered thereof, were 46,500. And those which pitch by him shall be the tribe of Simeon. And the captain of the children of Simeon shall be Shelumiel, the son of Zurashaddai. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 59,300. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 45,650. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 40,500. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 32,200. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 35,400. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 62,700. And those that encamp by him shall be the tribe of Asher. And the captain of the children of Asher shall be Pagiel, the son of Ochran. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 41,500. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 53,400. These are those which were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers. All those that were numbered of the camps throughout their hosts were 600,000 and 3,550. Those that were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, even those that were numbered of them, were 7,500. And those that were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, were 6,200. But those that encamped before the tabernacle toward the east, even before the tabernacle of the congregation eastward, shall be Moses and Aaron and his sons, keeping the charge of the sanctuary for the charge of the children of Israel. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And all the firstborn males by the number of names from a month old and upward of those that were numbered of them were 22,213. And for those that are to be redeemed of the 213 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, which are more than the Levites, and those that were numbered of them by their families were 2,750. And those that were numbered of the sons of Gershon throughout their families and by the house of their fathers, even those that were numbered of them throughout their families by the house of their fathers were 2,630. And those that were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari throughout their families by the house of their fathers, even those that were numbered of them after their families were 3,200. These be those that were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. All those that were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron and the chief of Israel numbered, after their families and after the house of their fathers, even those that were numbered of them, were 8,540. And those men said unto him, We are defiled by the dead body of a man. Wherefore are we kept back, that we may not offer an offering of the Lord in his appointed season among the children of Israel? And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land, died by the plague before the Lord. And those that are to be redeemed from a month old shalt thou redeem according to thine estimation for the money of 5 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. These are the families of the children of Gad, according to those that were numbered of them, 40,500. These are the families of Judah, according to those that were numbered of them, 66,500. These are the families of Issachar, according to those that were numbered of them, 64,300. Of the sons These are the families of the Zebulunites, according to those that were numbered of them, 80,500. These are the families of Manasseh, and those that were numbered of them, 52,700. These are the families of the sons of Ephraim, according to those that were numbered of them, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph, after their families. All the families of the Shuhamites, according to those that were numbered of them, were 64,400. These are the families of the sons of Asher, according to those that were numbered of them, who were 53,400. To many thou shalt give the more inheritance, and to few thou shalt give the less inheritance. To every one shall his inheritance be given according to those that were numbered of him. And those that were numbered of them were 23,000, all males from a month old and upward. For they were not numbered among the children of Israel, because there was no inheritance given them among the children of Israel. But if he will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which he let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein ye dwell. And the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee by little and little. Thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon thee. And thou shalt come unto the priests, the Levites, and unto the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire, and they shall show thee the sentence of judgment. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. As when a man goeth into the wood with his neighbor to hew wood, and his hand fetcheth a stroke with the axe to cut down the tree, and the head slippeth from the helve, and lighteth upon his neighbor, that he die, he shall flee unto one of those cities and live. Then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges, which shall be in those days. And those which remain shall hear and fear, and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you. And thou shalt go unto the priest that shall be in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God, that I am come unto the country which the Lord sware unto our fathers for to give us. The great temptations which thine eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon an heap very far from the city Adam that is beside Zaratan. And those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off. And the people passed over right against Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. Then said Joshua, Open the mouth of the cave, and bring out those 5 kings unto me out of the cave. And they did so, and brought forth those 5 kings unto him out of the cave, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. And it came to pass, when they brought out those kings unto Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel, and said unto the captains of the men of war which went with him, Come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they came near, and put their feet upon the necks of them. And it came to pass, when Jabin king of Hazor had heard those things, that he sent to Jobab king of Madon, and to the king of Shimron, and to the king of Ekshah. And Joshua at that time turned back, and took Hazor, and smote the king thereof with the sword. For Hazor before time was the head of all those kingdoms. And all the cities of those kings, and all the kings of them, did Joshua take, and smote them with the edge of the sword, and he utterly destroyed them, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land. And when he that doth flee unto one of those cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city, and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city unto them, and give him a place, that he may dwell among them. And he shall dwell in that city until he stand before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return and come unto his own city, and unto his own house, unto the city from whence he fled. And Ain with her suburbs, and Juttah with her suburbs, and Beth Shemesh with her suburbs. 9 cities out of those 2 tribes. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them. Therefore the Lord left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered he them into the hand of Joshua. So the people took victuals in their hand, and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And the king of the children of Ammon answered unto the messengers of Jephthah, Because Israel took away my land when they came up out of Egypt, from Arnon even unto Jabbok, and unto Jordan. Now therefore restore those lands again peaceably. And the Gileadites took the passages of Jordan before the Ephraimites. And it was so, that when those Ephraimites which were escaped said, Let me go over, that the men of Gilead said unto him, Art thou an Ephraimite? If he said, Nay, then in those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. In those days there was no king in Israel, and in those days the tribe of the Danites sought them an inheritance to dwell in, for unto that day all their inheritance had not fallen unto them among the tribes of Israel. And it came to pass in those days, when there was no king in Israel, that there was a certain Levite sojourning on the side of Mount Ephraim, who took to him a concubine out of Bethlehem Judah. And the children of Israel inquired of the Lord, for the ark of the covenant of God was there in those days, and Phinehas the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, stood before it in those days, saying, Shall I yet again go out to battle against the children of Benjamin my brother, or shall I cease? And the Lord said, Go up. For tomorrow I will deliver them into thine hand. In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel, and Gilgal, and Mizpe, and judged Israel in all those places. And it was so, that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. And the Spirit of God came upon Saul when he heard those tidings, and his anger was kindled greatly. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, Why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And Saul's servant spake those words in the ears of David. And David said, Seemeth it to you a light thing to be a king's son-in-law, seeing that I am a poor man and lightly esteemed? And Jonathan called David, and Jonathan showed him all those things. And Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as in times past. And when David's young men came, they spake to Nabal according to all those words in the name of David, and ceased. So David's young men turned their way and went again, and came and told him all those sayings. And David and his men went up and invaded the Geshurites, and the Gezrites, and the Amalekites. For those nations were of old the inhabitants of the land, as thou goest to Shur, even unto the land of Egypt. And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare to fight with Israel. And Achish said unto David, Know thou assuredly that thou shalt go out with me to battle, thou and thy men. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him, and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits, and the wizards out of the land. And the woman said unto him, Behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits, and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life, to cause me to die? So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. And David took all the flocks and the herds which they drave before those other cattle, and said, This is David's spoil. Then answered all the wicked men and men of Belial, of those that went with David, and said, Because they went not with us, we will not give them aught of the spoil that we have recovered, save to every man, his wife, and his children, that they may lead them away and depart. And these be the names of those that were born unto him in Jerusalem, Shammua, and Shobab, and Nathan, and Solomon, Ibhar. And the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man had inquired at the oracle of God. So was all the counsel of Ahithophel, both with David and with Absalom. But show kindness unto the sons of Barzillai the Gileadite, and let them be of those that eat at thy table. For so they came to me when I fled because of Absalom thy brother. Only the people sacrificed in high places, because there was no house built unto the name of the Lord until those days. And those officers provided victual for King Solomon, and for all that came unto King Solomon's table, every man in his month. They lacked nothing. And they brought up the ark of the Lord, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, even those did the priests and the Levites bring up. Their children that were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel also were not able utterly to destroy, upon those did Solomon levy a tribute of bond service unto this day. And it came to pass when Ahab heard those words, that he rent his clothes, and put sackcloth upon his flesh, and fasted, and lay in sackcloth, and went softly. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. And he answered, Thou shalt not smite them. Wouldest thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive with thy sword and with thy bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master. In those days the Lord began to cut Israel short, and Hazael smote them in all the coasts of Israel. In those days the Lord began to send against Judah Rezin the king of Syria, and Pekah the son of Remaliah. And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God, and they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. He removed the high places, and brake the images, and cut down the groves, and brake in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made, for unto those days the children of Israel did burn incense to it, and he called it Nehistan. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him, and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. And he carried away Jehoiakim to Babylon, and the king's mother, and the king's wives and his officers, and the mighty of the land, those carried he into captivity from Jerusalem to Babylon. These were the potters, and those that dwelt among plants and hedges. There they dwelt with the king for his work. And with them Heman and Jeduthun with trumpets and cymbals, for those that should make a sound, and with musical instruments of God. And the sons of Jeduthun were porters. And he built fenced cities in Judah, for the land had rest, and he had no war in those years, because the Lord had given him rest. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. These waited on the king, beside those whom the king put in the fenced cities throughout all Judah. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries, when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. Know ye not what I and my fathers have done unto all the people of other lands? Were the gods of the nations of those lands any ways able to deliver their lands out of mine hand? Who was there among all the gods of those nations that my fathers utterly destroyed, that could deliver his people out of mine hand, that your God should be able to deliver you out of mine hand? In those days Hezekiah was sick to the death, and prayed unto the Lord, and he spake unto him, and he gave him a sign. Even those did Cyrus king of Persia bring forth by the hand of Mithridath the treasurer, and numbered them unto Sheshbazzar the prince of Judah. Now these are the children of the province that went up out of the captivity, of those which had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon had carried away unto Babylon, and came again unto Jerusalem and Judah, every one unto his city. These sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore were they as polluted, put from the priesthood. And they set the altar upon his basis, for fear was upon them, because of the people of those countries. And they offered burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord, even burnt offerings morning and evening. Then asked we those elders, and said unto them thus, Who commanded you to build this house, and to make up these walls? And the vessels also of gold and silver of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple that was in Jerusalem, and brought them into the temple of Babylon, those did Cyrus the king take out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered unto one whose name was Sheshbazzar, whom he had made governor. The vessels also that are given thee for the service of the house of thy God, those deliver thou before the God of Jerusalem. Also the children of those that had been carried away, which were come out of the captivity, offered burnt offerings unto the God of Israel, 12 bullocks for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, 12 he-goats for a sin offering. All this was a burnt offering unto the Lord. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yea, the hand of the princes and rulers hath been chief in this trespass. Then were assembled unto me every one that trembled at the words of the God of Israel, because of the transgression of those that had been carried away. And I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice. Now therefore let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives, and such as are born of them, according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those that tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. And that whosoever would not come within 3 days, according to the counsel of the princes and the elders, all his substance should be forfeited, and himself separated from the congregation of those that had been carried away. They which builded on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that laded, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. Moreover, there were at my table 150 the Jews and rulers, beside those that came unto us from among the heathen that are about us. Moreover, in those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters unto Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came unto them. These are the children of the province that went up out of the captivity, of those that had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away, and came again to Jerusalem and to Judah, every one unto his city. These sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but it was not found. Therefore were they, as polluted, put from the priesthood. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, before the men and the women and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. Now those that sealed were Nehemiah the Tirshatha, the son of Hakaliah, and Zedekiah. In those days saw I in Judah some treading wine presses on the Sabbath, and bringing in sheaves and lading asses, as also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I testified against them in the day wherein they sold victuals. In those days also saw I Jews that had married wives of Ashdod, of Ammon, and of Moab, that in those days when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan the palace, in those days while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wroth, and sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed. And I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business, to bring it into the king's treasuries. Thus the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword, and slaughter, and destruction, and did what they would unto those that hated them. On that day the number of those that were slain in Shushan the palace was brought before the king, to set up on high those that be low, that those which mourn may be exalted to safety. Shall any teach God knowledge, seeing he judgeth those that are high? They are of those that rebel against the light. They know not the ways thereof, nor abide in the paths thereof. Drought and heat consume the snow waters, so doth the grave those which have sinned. Those that remain of him shall be buried in death, and his widows shall not weep. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou subdued under me those that rose up against me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. For evildoers shall be cut off. Those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee, and let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. Forget not the voice of thine enemies, the tumult of those that rise up against thee increaseth continually. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee. According to the greatness of thy power, preserve thou those that are appointed to die. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord, he made them also to be pitied of all those that carried them captive. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. My soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness, as those that have been long dead. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. For the Lord will plead their cause, and spoil the soul of those that spoil them. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain, a lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. But those riches perish by evil travail, and he begetteth a son, and there is nothing in his hand, which yet my soul seeketh, but I find not. One man among a thousand have I found, but a woman among all those have I not found. There is no man that hath power over the Spirit to retain the Spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the roof of thy mouth like the best wine for my beloved, that goeth down sweetly, causing the lips of those that are asleep to speak. My vineyard, which is mine, is before me. Thou, O Solomon, must have 1,000, and those that keep the fruit thereof 200. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under feet. Hath he smitten him as he smote those that smote him? Or is he slain according to the slaughter of them that are slain by him? And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him, and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. The Lord God, which gathereth the outcasts of Israel, saith, Yet will I gather others to him, beside those that are gathered unto him. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned. In those is continuance, and we shall be saved. For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the isles afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. And it shall come to pass, when ye be multiplied and increased in the land, in those days, saith the Lord, they shall say no more, The ark of the covenant of the Lord. Neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall they be done any more. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers. Even a full wind from those places shall come unto me. Now also will I give sentence against them. Nevertheless, in those days, saith the Lord, I will not make a full end with you. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones, for they are come and have devoured the land and all that is in it, the city and those that dwell therein. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not, yet they say, Sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. And afterward, saith the Lord, I will deliver Zedekiah king of Judah and his servants and the people, and such as are left in this city from the pestilence, from the sword, and from the famine, into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of those that seek their life. And he shall smite them with the edge of the sword. He shall not spare them, neither have pity nor have mercy. But the nations that bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, those will I let remain still in their own land, saith the Lord, and they shall till it and dwell therein. In those days they shall say no more, The fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. And behold, all the women that are left in the king of Judah's house shall be brought forth to the king of Babylon's princess. And those women shall say, Thy friends have set thee on, and have prevailed against thee. Thy feet are sunk in the mire, and they are turned away back. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive into Babylon the remnant of the people that remained in the city, and those that fell away that fell to him, with the rest of the people that remained. I will deliver them into the hand of those that seek their lives, and into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of his servants. And afterward it shall be inhabited, as in the days of old, saith the Lord. Behold, I will bring a fear upon thee, saith the Lord God of hosts, from all those that be about thee. And ye shall be driven out every man right forth, and none shall gather up him that wandereth. In Elam will I bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven, and will scatter them toward all those winds. And there shall be no nation whither the outcasts of Elam shall not come. In those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping. They shall go and seek the Lord their God. In those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive certain of the poor of the people, and the residue of the people that remained in the city, and those that fell away, that fell to the king of Babylon, and the rest of the multitude. Thou hast called as in a solemn day my terrors round about, so that in the day of the Lord's anger none escaped nor remained. Those that I have swaddled and brought up hath mine enemy consumed. The lips of those that rose up against me, and their device against me all the day. When those went, these went, and when those stood, these stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And that doeth not any of those duties, but even hath eaten upon the mountains, and defiled his neighbor's wife. Those that be near, and those that be far from thee, shall mock thee, which art infamous and much vexed. And they shall dwell safely therein, and shall build houses, and plant vineyards. Yea, they shall dwell with confidence, when I have executed judgments upon all those that despise them round about them. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God. His son of man, they that inhabit those wastes of the land of Israel speak, saying, Abraham was one, and he inherited the land. But we are many, the land is given us for inheritance. And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase. And they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord, when I have broken the bands of their yoke, and delivered them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them. Thus saith the Lord God, Art thou he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years, that I would bring thee against them, that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forests, for they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoil them, and rob those that rob them, saith the Lord God. And they shall sever out of men of continual employment, passing through the land to bury with the passengers those that remain upon the face of the earth to cleanse it. After the end of 7 months shall they search. And there were windows in it, and in the arches thereof round about, like those windows. The length was 50 cubits, and the breadth 25 cubits. When the priests enter therein, then shall they not go out of the holy place into the utter court, but there they shall lay their garments wherein they minister, for they are holy, and shall put on other garments, and shall approach to those things which are for the people. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the king of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them, and brake all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. In those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. And when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken, and shall be divided toward the 4 winds of heaven, and not to his posterity, nor according to his dominion which he ruled. For his kingdom shall be plucked up even for others beside those. In those times there shall many stand up against the king of the south. Also the robbers of thy people shall exalt themselves to establish the vision, but they shall fall. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breasts. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. And also upon the servants, and upon the handmaids in those days, will I pour out my spirit. For behold, in those days, and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, neither shouldest thou have stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that did escape, neither shouldest thou have delivered up those of his that did remain in the day of distress, and them that are turned back from the Lord, and those that have not sought the Lord, nor inquired for him. In the same day also will I punish all those that leap on the threshold, which fill their master's houses with violence and deceit. Since those days were when one came to an heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the press vat for to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. And I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, Behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those 7. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Speak unto all the people of the land, and to the priests, saying, When ye fasted and mourned in the 5th and 7th month, even those 70 years, did ye at all fast unto me, even to me? Thus saith the Lord of hosts, In those days it shall come to pass, that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, We will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. For lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land, which shall not visit those that be cut off, neither shall seek the young one, nor heal that that is broken, nor feed that that standeth still. But he shall eat the flesh of the fat, and tear their claws in pieces. And one shall say unto him, What are these wounds in thine hands? Then he shall answer, Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy. And he healed them. Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offence unto me, For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. When the Lord therefore of the vineyard cometh, what will he do unto those husbandmen? They say unto him, He will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their seasons. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies, and destroyed those murderers, and burnt up their city. So those servants went out into the highways, and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. All those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. After a long time the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. Now when the centurion, and they that were with him watching Jesus, saw the earthquake, and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly this was the Son of God. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized of John in Jordan. To him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. And ran through that whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. In those days, the multitude being very great, and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him, and saith unto them, And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shalt not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. But those husbandmen said among themselves, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created unto this time, neither shall be. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, if thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. And after those days his wife Elizabeth conceived, and hid herself 5 months, saying, And Mary arose in those days, and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which are told her from the Lord. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Those by the wayside are they that hear, Then cometh the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone. And they kept it close, and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen. For I tell you, that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself, and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell, and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief room, saying unto them, For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants, we have done that which was our duty to do. But those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither, and slay them before me. And it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes came upon him with the elders and spake, But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. To them, Ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I have examined him before you, have found no fault in this man touching those things whereof ye accuse him. Found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, Buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, The number of names together were about 120. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Yea, in all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. And they made a calf in those days, and offered sacrifice unto the idol, and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek. And when it was day, the magistrates sent the sergeant, saying, Let those men go. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Then all the Greeks took Sosthenes, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. And Gallio cared for none of those things. And when he had gone over those parts, and had given them much exhortation, he came into Greece. And when we had accomplished those days, we departed and went our way. And they all brought us on our way with wives and children, till we were out of the city, and we kneeled down on the shore and prayed. And after those days we took up our carriages and went up to Jerusalem. Them take and purify thyself with them, and be at charges with them, that they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things whereof they were informed concerning thee are nothing, but that thou thyself also walkest orderly and keepest the law. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul, teaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God, as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. I have therefore whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me, to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. As concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. For if any man see thee which hast knowledge sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. If therefore the whole church be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that ye are mad? Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down comforted us by the coming of Titus. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith, and is worse than an infidel, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened, and have tasted of the heavenly gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, for those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, The Lord swear and will not repent, Thou art a priest for ever after the order of Melchizedek, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind, and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write to them. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. For the bodies of those beasts, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. And one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not to those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit? And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth for ever and ever, and it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And when the 7 thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the 7 thunders uttered, and write them not, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works.